We get set now for a start in the finals here in the Southern Star Series for the seniors. We did wrap up racing yesterday for the juniors. So our grid for the Tag Light final, the 7 of Chris Bragone, the 6 of Timothy Colombrita, the 18 of Cody Brzezinski, the 31's Brock Stinson, Daniel McPhee's in the 37, Daniel Vila in the 77, Josh Staples in the 4, Blake Keogh's in the 13, Amy Brigone's in the 3, McKinnon's in the 17, Gattenby and Milsom round out the running order, and it's Bragone that gets the jump off the start. I can't see the 6 out there of Colombrita, so, well, drama's there for the 6. As Bragone, Chris Bragone, oh, McKinnon is caught behind the spinning cart of Amy Bragone. And so McKinnon is a long way back now. Bragone leading the way. Brzezinski has got, well, is in third, Stinson. Third place, Brzezinski. No, second is Brzezinski. So he's got past Stinson. McPhee, Vila, Staples, Keogh, Gattenby, Bragone, McKinnon and Milson is the running order. So our race leader is Bragone. Bragone leading the way. The 31 is Stinson. Stinson now is at the second place. Bragone leading the way. Now, with no Timothy Colombrita on the circuit, he would have had that front row all to himself. Certainly makes it easy to get away when you're the only cart on the front row. Stinson in the 31. Then it's Brzezinski running in third place. Back then to McPhee, Daniel McPhee in the 37. Behind him is Staples. Then it's Vila, Keogh, Gattenby. Gattenby has got Amy Bragone, Paul McKinnon and Anthony Milson rounding out the running order. So we've got a spin halfway up the D group, back straight. Not sure who that is, as it looks like McKinnon and Milsom are both out of the race. It's Mitchell Gattenby that had that spin. So Gattenby with a lot of work to do now in the 11 cart. So as the 7 of Chris Bragone, Brock Stinson in the 31 is now the fastest card on the circuit, a 47.170. Stinson in his heats had a second place, his best result. Cody Brzezinski in third, that Top Gun driver training entry, number 18, the Cosmic card. He had a second and a win in heat number 3. For Chris Bragone, it was a first, a fourth, and a third. So as this final, 10 laps the distance, and they are on lap number 5. So approaching half race distance now. And your race leader is still Chris Bragone in the 7. He now takes the fastest lap of the race, a 47.158. Bragone across the start finish line. Brock Stinson in the 31. Brzezinski, then McPhee, Staples, Vila, Keogh. Then it's Amy Bragone and Gattenby rounding out the running order at half race distance here in the first of the finals. Tag Light. It's Chris Bragone in the 7 cart. Now, we were thinking that this would be a shootout between Bregone and Colin Britta. But unfortunately, Timothy Colin Britta's had problems, and it turns out he didn't take his position on the outside of the front row. So that has given Chris Bregone a bit more comfort in this final. Brock Stinson in the 31 is still trying to take it to him. Stinson running in 1.039 of a second behind your race leader, the AGM Engineering, 31, just posted a lap of 47.089. So we'll keep an eye on that gap between first and second. Good little battle going on back there for Daniel McPhee and Josh Staples. McPhee is in the 37, Staples in the 4. And they're nose to tail as they head around the Capital Aviation top turns. It looks like McPhee has got himself a little bit of breathing room here. As then it's Keogh and Vela. Keogh making the pass on Vela up around the top of the circuit on that lap. So with just 2.5 laps remaining, it is Chris Bregone leading the way. Another fastest lap to Bregone, a 46.933. Bregone from Stinson. Cody Brzezinski. Then it's Daniel McPhee, Staples, making up the top five. Our leader comes across the line with 2 laps remaining. And it is Bregone in the MCK Platinum Motorsports car leading the way by 1.5 seconds now over Brock Simpson, who made his charge there in the mid part of the race, but now is well and truly out in front. Brzezinski not able to do much on Stinson in the 31. So a good drive here as the white flag is at the ready. Our race leader is Chris Bregone in the 7 car. 31 is Stinson. Then it's the 18 of Brzezinski running first, second and third. Fourth and fifth still up for grabs, really. It's the 37 of McPhee and the 4 of Staples as they're a cart length between them heading down into the Norris Cleaning Company. Dip, turn 3. Oh, Staples in and over the top and over the front, in fact, of McPhee going into turn 4. So Staples just trying to get that cart started again, but the checkered flag is at the ready now for Chris Bregone. Bregone to the checkered flag, and Bregone takes the win. Stinson home in second. Third place is Brzezinski. Then fourth place, McPhee in the end after a bit of a scare. Keogh in the 13 comes home in fifth place. Then it's Vela in sixth. Bregone, Amy Bregone in seventh. And eighth is Staples. And ninth place will be Mitchell Gattenby. So the tag lights in the books. Up next, it's Tag Heavy. This is the finals of the seniors in the Southern Stars Series here at Canberra. Hudson Heath leading this Tag Heavy final. He leads by 0.2 of a second over Nicholas Crawshaw in the 34. Bregone in the 31. Donnelly in the 61 as they work their way down the Burko pit straight once again. Just over half race distance now completed as the 18 of Hudson Heath, Crawshaw, Bregone, Donnelly. Now it's Simon Davison who is fastest. Davison with a 47.869. Oh, just trying to make a move at the front of the field, off a wheel, onto the grass, and through the Jack's tyres, turned backwards, is our third place runner in Tony Bragone. So Bragone trying to extract himself from the kitty litter, and unfortunately, that's not to be. So Bragone trying to make the move. He has seen himself out of the circuit. So a race leader. The leader across the start-finish line. Crawshaw, Donnelly, Davison, McCorkindale and Ether. So race leader works his way through Jack's tyres. The 18 of Hudson Heath. Tony Bragone still hasn't completely cleared his cart number 31 off the circuit. Hudson Heath, Crawshaw. Well, those two are now within a cart length of each other as they round the top of the circuit. He works his way into the power kart raceway pit turn once again. The race leader under some pressure here. Hudson Heath had led this race by about 1.08 seconds at one stage. This gap down to 0.15 as they work their way through the karting addiction hairpin. Now through the NGWS's. We'll have the white flag next time by. Yellow flag's down the bottom. Hudson Heath leading from Crawshaw. Crawshaw in second. And third place in Corey Donnelly has come into this battle as well. So with one lap left to travel, how desperate will they be? It's the tag heavy final here in round three of the Southern Stars series. Race leader is still Hudson Heath. He is backing up the field as Crawshaw in second thinks about a move into the hairpin. Now Donnelly manages to get out of the hairpin best of all. Heath, Bork, Crawshaw and Donnelly in third position is having a red hot go as they go along the D group back straight. It looks like Heath has got a big enough gap at the moment to be able to hold his lead. Donnelly side by side on Crawshaw. Crawshaw, I think, has held on as the 18 of Hudson Heath gets the win. Good racing there. The 18 of Hudson Heath takes the win. Crawshaw in second. Then it was Corey Donnelly in third. Simon Davison in fourth place in the 82. John McCorkindale in the 69. Tarn Ether is in the 37. Gerald Corderay, Jay War, Joe Townsend, Chris Nobbs, Neil Yates, Lance Horn, Lance Day rounding out the running order here in the final of the tag. Getting set for a start now here in Senior Performance Light and the Tag Restricted Masters. Matthew Waters in the 13 will start from the pole. Lewis Behare in the 83. Zach Varley in the 5. The 20 is Ollie McLansborough. The 33, Bailey Sweet. William Seals in the 95. The 70 is Hamish Fitzsimmons. The 11's Bailey Humphreys. Lachlan Strickland's in the 17. We're in good formation now on racing. Good even start. Waters gets the lead over Behare as they are still side by side through turns 1 and 2 into the Norris cleaning turn 3. And it is a good start for Waters in the 13 cart. Behare's there with him. Oh, as they start to stack up, it is the Seal cart, 95, heading around the outside. Well, he'll get a good run now because the 33 of Sweeney backed up, and that held up Fitzsimmons in the 70 as well. So Sweeney with some work to do in fifth place as Waters and Behare lead the way around the Capital Aviation top turns. So a good start here in Senior Performance Light. As across the start-finish line, oh, out of control almost was the TLC Constructions dogleg. Saw Matthew Waters in the PCR Australia, Shane Piper Race Engines, number 13. Waters with Behare in the Chrismic entry, looking to try and make a move. Then it's back to Seal, who's won three races today, two of them counting. As he heads through the NGWS's in third place. So Varley has been moved back about two, three spots now behind Sweeney. And I think Fitzsimmons, as McLansborough in the production line drafting card, has also been shuffled back a few spots as well. He is just ahead of Varley in sixth and then seventh spot for Varley. Now Varley makes the pass on McLansborough. So Varley goes up to six. Battle for the lead. Three-way battle for the lead, in fact. Through PCR, turn four. And it's still Waters. Behare tried to make the move. Now up the inside. Seal in the 95. Makes the pass. Trying to go back is Behare. But not quite enough room. And that brings Bailey Sweeney into the battle. Our race leader is Matthew Waters. Behare in second. Seal's the fastest lap of the race in the 95. And Seal now setting his sights on the 13. The state title holder in kart 13. The cosmic part of Matthew Waters. So Matthew Waters in the 13. Seal in the 95. Seal going to the outside through PCR. As Sweeney makes the move into third place on Behare. So Sweeney up to third now. As Seal has made the pass into Jack's tyres on Waters in the 13. So William Seal in the 95. Great drive here from him. He has shown some great form throughout today's racing in the Southern Star Series at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra. Our race leader, Matthew, is William Seal. Bailey Sweeney has got past Waters as well, as Behare, Fitzsimmons, Varley, McLansborough. Then it goes back to Humphreys, Claudoray, Cooper, Beswick, Strickland, Giannopoulos, Becker, and then back to Twig. Oh, cart off the circuit. Looks like it might be the five of Varley as he's gone missing from the pack he was racing in. So Varley now trying to gather it back up. Another cart, pretty wild and woolly, is that 60 of Matthew Donnelly. So at the front of the field, Seal has got a handy buffer. He set the fastest lap of the race at 48.581. Sweeney in second position, but still has a bit of a gap, a bit of a buffer from Hamish Fitzsimmons in the cart shed. Racing entry, the number 70 running in third with Lewis Behare in that 83, followed then by 13 of Waters. And now Oliver McLansborough trying to make his way back up through the field. So we're at half race distance. Behind Lansborough, Claudoray, Humphreys, Cooper, Beswick, Giannopoulos, Strickland, Becker, Twig and Donnelly. Varley now getting past Donnelly and I think Twig at the same time. So, yep, Varley is now up into about 14th position. Six laps completed and William Seal continues to lead by 1.5 seconds. Over Bailey Sweeney. Behind Sweeney, Fitzsimmons still has the pressure being applied to him by Lewis Behare in the 83 cart. They head through the karting addiction hairpin. And now the left-hander, the Gruers group. Left-hander as they rise up on the managed concrete short chute. And through the natural gas and water S's before they head onto that D group back straight. So at the front, Seal doing a great job. The Seal Kart Sport 95 leading the way Behind him is the 33 of Sweeney. Fitzsimmons, Behair and Lansborough, with Waters, Claudere, Humphreys, Connor Cooper, Beswick, Giannopoulos, Strickland, Becker, Varley, Twig and Donnelly. So as our leaders work this, the eighth lap, two laps remaining next time by, and Seal still maintaining a second and a half lead. Fitzsimmons in third with Behair right on Fitzsimmons' back bumper. So the battle is for third. The 70 of Fitzsimmons and the 83 of Behair, nose to tail, as they work their way through turn four. Looks like Bailey Sweeney lost a bit of ground on that last lap. Yes, he did. He lost about 0.4 of a second. Sweeney is now 1.9 seconds back behind Seal. And Fitzsimmons is within hunting distance of second. Now off the circuit is the 11 cart. Now that's Bailey Humphreys. Bailey Humphreys had a win in heat number four. And unfortunately, he's a DNF here in the final. So the white flag is out. Seal across the line. His gap now, 2.1 seconds. Sweeney has got almost a half a second advantage over Hamish Fitzsimmons in the 70 cart, who's opened up a bit of breathing room on the back of Behair in the 83. So our leader makes it through the Ruiz group, turn number seven, up the Madditch concreting short chute, and has really done a great job across this weekend. Checkered flag at the ready. William Seal started out of position number six in the final, and he is going to take his fourth win of the day. Second place, great drive by Bailey Sweeney. Then it's back to Fitzsimmons. Further back then to Behair. Then it's McLansborough in fifth and sixth to Matthew Waters, Macy Claudere, Connor Cooper, Eddie Beswick, Giannopoulos, Jordan Giannopoulos, Lachlan Strickland, Varley, Donnelly and Twig, rounding out the running order here in the final of Senior Performance Light and the Tag Restricted Masters. Well, the win goes there to Matthew Donnelly. Getting set for a start here in Senior Heavy, Senior Performance Heavy. Stephen Rolfe starts on the pole. Anthony Gaeta out of position number two. Now, there's only 1 point between those two. They will drop their worst round, of course, even with the final. Mick Linsell in the 84, Aaron Bell in the 9, Russell Beckers in the 37, Hunter Ross in the 26, Michael Gaeta in the 10, Mitchell Fredericks in the 78, the 57 is Glenn Williams, the 15 is Jason Kitchen. He's the final cart out on the circuit. So in good formation now, Rolfe and Gaeta side by side, and it's Rolfe who gets the jump. Linsell up the inside of Gaeta and will take second place. So that was a great move by Mick Linsell. Just worked his way right on the back bumper of Rolfe. Gaeta goes straight up the inside of him into turn four. PCR at Jack's Tyres. Linsell tried to go back, but it's not to be. And Gaeta now. Anthony Gaeta is in second place. Linsell's in third in that Intrepid. Then it goes back to, I think that's Russell Becker, is it? Yeah, no, it's Bell. It's Becker in front of Bell. So Russell Becker in the 37. Then Aaron Bell in the 9. Hunter Ross will be somewhere back there as well. Hunter Ross had a second place in that final heat. Here in the final of Senior Performance It's Stephen Rolfe leading the way by 1.2 seconds. So that has been a very productive opening lap for the 17 of Stephen Rolfe, who across the day won Heat 1, second in Heats 2 and 3, and then won Heat 4. For Anthony Gaeta, he was second in Heat 1. He won Heats 2 and 3, but then finished third in Heat 4, which was the difference by a point between pole and position number 2. So Rolfe in the upfront karting, 17. Fastest lap, 53.360. Gaeta in the mini diggers arrow. It's kart 27. Coming across the Mitchell Glassworks start-finish line. Linsel under pressure from Becker. Becker looking to make the move as they go down through two and into the Norris cleaning. Turn number 3, and Becker takes third position. So Russell Becker now up to third. Linsel trying to come back at him. They're nose to tail as they head towards the Karting Addiction hairpin. Becker, back end steps out on him there, and that gives Linsel a run. So Linsel just trying to grab that third place back again. So it's Rolfe, Gaeta, Linsel, Becker, Becker, Linsel, then it's Bell. White on Bell's back bumper is Hunter Ross in the 26. Bell just a bit slow into the pit turn. That balked Ross, and Ross has dropped back about a cart length on the number 9 cart of Aaron Bell. Thank you. They work their way through Jack's tyres. Your leader is Stephen Rolfe with a 1.9 second advantage over Anthony Gaeta. He is still setting the fastest lap times with a 51.471 over the best time for Anthony Gaeta was a 51.758. So he's got 0.08 of an advantage in speed at the moment. As we are completing lap number 4, it's Rolfe leading the way from Gaeta. Anthony Gaeta still got Lintel. Becker's been blocked here. Bell's got a run on him. Bell was into the grass, and that also opened up the eyes of Hunter Ross, who thought he might be able to go around the outside of Bell. So good battle here. Linsel getting past Becker. Bell ahead of Ross, but any one of those positions could change at any moment. As Linsel in third place, Becker, Bell, Ross. Fredericks is in the 78. He's trying to close up that gap as well. So as they work their way around the top of the Capital Aviation top turns, Stephen Rolfe across the start-finish line. And that's where the battle for third is so far behind at the moment. In fact, Linsel pulling away from Russell Becker with Bell, Ross, all still within striking distance of each other. But it's 2.9 seconds for Stephen Rolfe at the front of the field. Anthony Gaeta has got a 4.9 second advantage over Mick Linsel. So for Mick Linsel today, he's had an interesting day. 2 third places and a fifth in the 4 heats that he's run. So right now, he's sitting on about his average in third, or about his mean, I should say. So Linsel, then followed by Becker, Bell. No one really close enough to strike at the moment on the race circuit. The senior performance heavy final here at Circuit Mark Webber in the third round of the Southern Stars series. Up the inside, Bell makes the move on Becker. Becker immediately goes back around the outside of him through Ruiz. They're side by side into the NGWS's. but Bell has the advantage and will maintain that fourth position. So as they head up around the top turns now, what can Becker do to come back? He just sits nose to tail. He knows that he's also got Hunter Ross right behind him. Ross now making the move into the pit turn, and Becker has lost two spots on that lap. So Becker in the 37 drops back to sixth position. All the while, Stephen Rolfe leads the way by 3.5 seconds now over Anthony Gaeta in the 27 as Gaeta heads up the Manage Concrete short chute. Our race leader working through the top turns. We've got a spinner down there in the 57. That's Glenn Williams. So as Glenn Williams gets himself back up and running, our leader completes lap number 8. 2 laps remaining here for Stephen Rolfe. Gaeta, then back to Linsall. Linsall, further back to Bell, Ross, Becker, Fredericks, Kitchen, Gaeta, and then Williams running out the running order. So as Stephen Rolfe out in front continues his lead. Gaeta in second. Linsall's being caught again. So Linsall in third place has now got Bell and Ross closing back in on him for third position. White flag is out. Our leader is heading across the start-finish line. White flag for our Stephen Rolfe. Rolfe now with a 4.25 second lead. Third place is the battle. Third is the battle. Linsall leading from Bell, Ross, and Becker. 17 leads the way. Stephen Rolfe as he heads up the D group back straight for the final time. Ross makes the move up the inside of Bell in the 9. That's going to give Linsall some breathing room as Bell goes back around the outside of him through Ruiz group. Now Becker wants a piece of this action. As our leader heads to the checkered flag, it is Stephen Rolfe who'll take the victory. Stephen Rolfe takes the win from the 27 of Anthony Gaeta. Here's third place. Linsall looks like he's got this one. As he comes to the line, Bell has a lunge, but it is Linsall who holds on for third. Then it's back to Ross in fifth, Becker in sixth, Fredericks, Kitchen, and Michael Gaeta is the final runner on the circuit. Ross Jones will lead them to the four-stroke final. Off the pole, Jones in the 3. It's the 17 of Paul McKinnon who'll lead them to the flag. McKinnon in the 17, Bert Wrigley in the 64, David Chew in the 45, Michael Russell in the 30, Ross Jones in the 3, Paul King in the 22, Jeffrey Amir in the 70. We're away and racing. It's the 71 of Markison who gets the jump over Aaron Osborne. So Markison gets the advantage. Markison finds Osborne past him, though, through turn 3. And Osborne will end up leading the way. So Markison trying to get back as they work through the infield, through the natural gas and water S's, and up onto the D group back straight. Your race leader is Osborne. Opens the door through the Canberra Aviation top turns, and now Markison gets the front. So Jonathan Markison in the 71 leads the way from Aaron Osborne, who did the faster lap. McKinnon in the 17 now finds some clean track to run in. Running in third is Aaron Osborne to the inside in turn four. As 71 side by side. It's the 71 and the 31. Nose to tail. Markison holding off Aaron Osborne. The race leader works their way around the top of the circuit. It's nose to tail between Markison and Osborne. McKinnon sits back in third. Then we got a great battle going a bit further on. Bert Wrigley in the 64, Chu in the 45, Russell in the 30, and Jones in the 3. Battle for the lead. Osborne looking to go up the inside, but at this stage he hasn't made the pass. Through Norris cleaning, and Markison has the advantage. They work their way through the NGWSs once again, and Markison. The race, yep, working his way around the pit turn once again. As Markison, now with the fastest lap of the race, a 54.19. Race leader, still nose to tail with Aaron Osborne. Osborne working through the S's once again. So as the race leader works their way up around the pit turn, it's still Markison. Markison doing a good job, just holding off Osborne. Osborne drops back now. As the race leader. Oh, problem here, spinning. It's McLansborough, who has spun in the TLC Constructions dog leg. So, McLansborough, here we go. Halfway down the page, 40-something. Markison continuing to lead and pulling away. It is Markison, your leader. From the 31 of Osborne, McKinnon still running in third place. Fourth place, back to Russell, who has got past Wrigley and Chu. So Russell, who has been bobbing and bouncing between fourth and seventh positions, has now found himself some clean air on the circuit and is now running in fourth place and has about 0.7 of an advantage over Ross Jones. Then it's back to Bert Wrigley, who still has David Chu in the 45 right on his back bumper. And Chu is making a bit of a race of it too as they come out of the NGWSs and up onto the D group back straight. Our race leader, our battle leader, is still Bert Wrigley. In the 64, Chu to the inside, going into the pit turn, and Chu will make the pass. So David Chu in the 45 gets past Bert Wrigley in the 64. But Wrigley, he's not giving up yet as he works his way to turn four. Oh, Chu has the race the line covered. There'll be three laps to go this time by for your race leaders. who head around the top turns now and down onto the Burko pit straight. So Jonathan Markison, after having some dramas in Heat 2, where he'd just taken the lead, and then his cart seemed to pack up coming out of the Karting Addiction hairpin. He limped to around for about a lap and a half and was eventually able to drive back up through the field, but only finished in about fifth or sixth position overall. In fact, no, he came back to third after a bit of chaos. So that really helped him out today, because he had one stage there, he'd fallen back to 10th position and was able to just work his way back through the field. So two laps left to run as our leaders are coming up onto the back. The blue flags will need to be out now for Greg McLansborough. So the blue flags will be out for McLansborough, who's about to go a lap down on our leaders. So McLansborough lets Magnussen through, keeps himself well wide to allow Osborne through as well. So Paul McKinnon in the 17. Race leader is still Jonathan Markison in the 71. 1.5 seconds left. There'll be one lap to go as our leaders head down the Burko pit straight. So the white flag is on. Now Ericsson will still possibly have the 70 card of Jeffrey Earn to deal with before the end of this race. So the blue flags will need to go out, probably through the infield. He's coming up on the back of the 70 here of Jeffrey Earn. I think the blue flags are on for him now, as Markison and Osborne first and second. Well, will the back marker play a factor here? Blue flags are definitely out. Will he realise that the leader's through? Yes, good driving there. So our race leader, Markison, clears the back marker and has clear sailing down the Burko pit straight for the final time. A good drive there from Jonathan Markison to take the win from Aaron Osborne. Now, third place, Paul McKinnon will take the win in his class. The 34 is one lap down. That is Greg McLansborough. McKinnon across the line now in the 17. He'll win the class, but third overall. Then to Michael Russell back there in fourth, with behind him Ross in fifth place. Chu in sixth. And then Bert Wrigley, I think, will be seventh. Paul King, Kevin Buhir, Martin Emir, and David Lee round out the running order. Our final is up next here at the Southern Star Series in Canberra. So our final of the weekend. It is the Tag Restricted Light and Heavy. Don't forget, Orange is the next round of the Southern Star Series on the 1st and 2nd of August. And Griffith is the next round on the 5th and 6th of September. So on the front row, Jordan Freestone in the 8 should start from the pole. And he has had a dominating performance throughout this weekend. So Freestone in the 8 in the Proaxle Narellan event. Now, if you're into endurance karting, next weekend, I don't know if the COVID restrictions on spectators will have changed by next weekend, but Circuit Mark Webber will be hosting the Canberra 6 Hour next weekend here for the Four Stroke Karting Association. although I should say the Four Stroke Karting Association will be hosting. It's side by side at the front of the field. It's Freestone in the eight, and I think it's Layback. So, as we head down to the start, it's Laybutt on the outside, Freestone on the inside, Laybutt and Freestone side by side into turn number one. They're all through turn one now as they're single file, and Freestone has the advantage. Freestone, Laybutt, first and second, bit of shenanigans back there in third as the 27 of Schwabrick gets his way, just gets a little bit of an advantage over the 19 of DuPont. Back then to the 87 of Dalmaso. Further still, back to Spracken, who's ahead of Donnelly now, I think you'll find, in the 12 cart. So Freestone leading the way as they work. Freestone is in the lead. Laybutt is second. Freestone leading the way. Oh, spinner, there is the 12 of Bracken rejoining the field now. So not a good place at all to spin out. So Freestone leading the way. Freestone by half a second over Laybutt. Swarbrick, DuPont, Dalmaso, Donnelly, Bracken, Cooper, DuPont, Scorgi, Johnson, Delfino, Richards, Reeves, Middleton, Tucknot. Then it's back to Allen, Bulato, Boers, and Martin Dunlop. Not sure if he's out there now. He hasn't completed lap number one. They've completed lap two now. Jordan Freestone is your race leader in the eight. Freestone leading the way from Laybutt. Then it's Schwabrick, Graham DuPont, Scott Dalmaso behind him, and then closing in is Stephen Donnelly. Cooper DuPont. There's Brendan Scorgi in the 57, Brendan Johnson in the 51. The 21 is Daniel Delfino. Across the start finish line, Jordan Freestone in the 8. Leading now by 0.6 of a second. Laybutt has got a 0.6 of a second advantage in second place. Before we have our first battle on the circuit, the 27 of James Schwabrick and Graham DuPont in the 19. So that's the battle for third as they head through the NGWSs. Now up onto the D group back straight. Oh, cart off the circuit down there in the pit turn. I haven't picked up the number there, but he's off the circuit now. Try and pick it up. I think it might be Eric Reeves, yes. Black helmet and red driving suit. Does look like Eric Reeves there. So our leader is still Jordan Freestone out in front as they work through the PCR turn four. Freestone, Laybutt, then it's Schwabrick, DuPont, Dalmaso. Cooper DuPont is the fastest card on the circuit at the moment with a 49.642, currently running in sixth position and is up onto the back now of the 87 of Adrian Dalmaso. So Dalmaso with a bit of pressure on his back bumper. They work their way through the pit turn. And, well, it's Scorgie, Delfino, Richards, all nose to tail. Here's a move now into Jack's tyres. And DuPont in the 19 tried to stick his nose up the inside on the 27 of Schwarbrick for third. But it wasn't to be. DuPont, oh, squirrely through the left-hander of the NGWSs. And he has lost a bit of ground as well. So as their leaders work their way across the start-finish line, six laps now completed. Laybutt back there in second. Schwarbrick in third. DuPont in fourth. Dalmaso is sixth. Battle is for third position still as Schwarbrick in third. Off fifth position in Cooper DuPont trying to make that move on the 87 now of Dalmaso. DuPont is certainly quicker, but Dalmaso is just not giving him an opening for the moment. So as the leaders head around the top of the circuit, it's a great run here for Freestone, who completes lap number 7. Labour in second. Third place is Swarbrick. Then it is Graham DuPont. Still can't find his way past. Dalmaso and Cooper DuPont continue to run nose to tail. As this the final of Tag Restricted Light and Heavy here in the Southern Star Series. Round number 3. Well, in fact, round number 4, but the third round raced as unfortunately Wagga was caught up in the COVID-19 lockout. So as the leader completes 8 laps, 2 laps remaining, Freestone makes his fastest lap of the race, a 49.579 for Paul Freestone. His fastest, Labour in second. And then it's back to Schwarbrick, who also had his fastest lap of the race, a 49.712. As spinner off the circuit there. Looks like it might be the 11 of Donnelly, as the white flag is out now. Dalmaso has been caught and passed by Cooper DuPont. So white flag for our leader, Jordan Freestone. He's off the circuit now, so that means we'll stay green. As I think that could be Brendan Scorgie in the 57. That has had... No, he comes across the line now. So our leader, well out in front, Paul Freestone. Second place, Rodney Labutt, is starting to be caught by James Swarbrick, who's now caught by Cooper DuPont. Graham DuPont and Cooper DuPont are all starting to really close. Not much time left. Our race leader, Jordan Freestone, comes to the checkered flag and takes the win. The Labutt second, Schwarbrick, Graham DuPont, followed by Connor Cooper DuPont. Then it's Adrian Dalmaso, Donnelly in the 11, Johnston, Richards will be the next cart through with Brendan Scorgie, Michael Allen right behind him with Daniel Delfino, Phil Milton, then it's Tucknot, Boars, and Sam Bilardo across the line with Samuel Bracken looking like he's not going to finish. So our race winner, Jordan Freestone, a great drive, Rodney Labutt back there in second, and James Schwarbrick is third. Thanks to all the officials who have worked tirelessly throughout the weekend. It's been a great weekend of racing across two very different days here at Circuit Mark Webber. We look forward to seeing you at Orange for the next round of the Southern Star Series on the 1st and 2nd of August. And then on to Griffith for the 5th and 6th of September. The Canberra Kart Racing Club will be back here racing again in August. We hope to see you then. Until then, take care, have a safe trip home, and thanks for being part of the Southern Stars Series here at Circuit Mark Webber in Canberra.